So I'd like to welcome my guest to Morning Line. Roy Mitchell is a research analyst with the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Frank.
So tell me about this opportunity for people to weigh in on the subject. And what is HCR 19?
Yes. House Representative Ortiz from Ketchikan and others have introduced a House Concurrent Resolution number 19 in the legislature, and it is urging Governor Walker's administration to issue an administrative order recognizing that there is a linguistic emergency right now with all Alaska Native languages. And this is being considered in the House. There's going to be taking testimony the morning of Tuesday the 6th, and it hopefully will be proceeding from there.
How is there a linguistic emergency?
Great question. Yes, so of many Alaska Native languages, two of them have, in the last 100 years, lost their last fluent speaker. One that most people haven't heard of is Tsetsaut, a Dene or Athabaskan language that was spoken in the far southeastern corner of southeast Alaska until the early 30s. And the other one that many people have heard of is Eyak, whose last fluent speaker was Chief Marie Smith Jones, who passed away in 2008. But in addition to this, all the other Alaska Native languages, which are co-official languages in the state of Alaska, all of them are either threatened or endangered currently. That is to say, if present trends continue, we may get to the point that no Alaska Native languages have any fluent speakers by the end of this century. And this has been not only an ongoing process, but the rate of language loss has been increasing in the last 40 years. So we're very pleased that the legislature and the Walker administration as well are paying attention to the fact that these languages, which are not only official, and therefore there is state recognition of their importance, but these languages that are so important for all the people of Alaska, they're part of our heritage, part of our history, that these languages are an extremely valuable part of Alaska, and that if we don't do something very, very, very soon, it is going to be difficult or impossible to halt the loss of all these languages. Approximately half of the Alaska Native languages today are only spoken fluently by elders, and that, for linguists that work with endangered languages, is a really scary situation. It's very much like with the biological species. When you get down to very small numbers and you see the habitat being lost, it unfortunately becomes very clear that if things don't change, these will be lost in very short order.
And what can we do to help prevent this loss?
Well, there's a number of things. There's big things, there's little things. One of the most obvious things is to make it easier, not more difficult, for people who want to learn to speak in Alaska Native language to learn to speak in Alaska Native language. So this House bill, as well as proposals by the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council, encourage the development of, for example, early total immersion language schools and programs for Alaska Native languages. Immersion schools have a wonderful track record with, at this point, about 50 years of data on how well they work. That's one of the most powerful ways to create a generation of new fluent speakers. If you have people who can be the teachers of that. And that's, of course, difficult if you only have elders who are only fluent speakers. But for the other half of Alaska Native languages, where we have fluent speakers, many of whom already have teaching experience and teaching certificates, setting up immersion schools is the most powerful way to go. We know that immersion schools for English-speaking children not only lead them to being fluent in both languages, but by the end of elementary school, kids that go through language immersion programs test out stronger in English than do English-speaking kids that go to school only in English. Additionally, they do better on science, social studies, mathematics scores. They have a higher high school graduation rate, and their IQs go up. So early total language immersion is one of the most powerful ways to reinforce native languages, as well as reinforce academic success. But there are smaller, easier things to do. One of the things that we're encouraging people to do, and that is referenced in this bill, is to make more use of traditional Alaska Native place names. I'm sure many listeners have visited Hawaii, and you notice when you're in Hawaii that you're really aware all the time that you're in Hawaii, because you see the use of Hawaiian place names on signs and mountains and so on. So that's something where we're starting to make a little bit more progress, more use of traditional Alaska Native place names, and that helps people remember, oh yes, these are the languages of this place. These are useful, meaningful languages. And there's other kinds of things, too. For example, simple little greetings. I know here in Anchorage, we're a large, complex, linguistically and culturally diverse community. But for people that know some of the more common Alaska Native language phrases, particularly some of the common ones from Central Yupik, many, many people know the term chamai, which approximately means hello. Or huakka, which approximately means hello. They actually have slightly more precise literal meanings, but they end up getting used that way. Or kliana, for thank you. Simply feeling comfortable using whichever Alaska Native languages you might know. I remember when I lived in Juneau some years back, some of the young people started just on their own, the young adults, when they purchased something at one of the stores, they would say ganeshchish, which is, I think, a word for thank you. And they were amazed at how many people already knew that word, the clerks in the checkout line. And it's part of making the languages a normal thing again. We'd like people to feel that hearing Alaska Native languages in Alaska is a normal, everyday thing and something that we all welcome. So there's this legislation in place, and we would encourage all your listeners to follow HCR 19 and give your support. Contact your representative, your local representative in the House of Representatives, and your local Alaskan senator, and let them know that you support HCR 19 and you support the continued survival of Alaska Native languages.
That sounds pretty good. Is there a specific way that people can weigh in on the issue?
They can follow it on www.akledge.gov, that's akleg.gov/basis, B-A-S-I-S. And that will take them to a webpage where they can enter the number HCR19, and that will then show them further links, the actual wording of the bill, which representatives are already signed on as co-sponsors, where the proceedings are, may be able to see recordings and minutes of hearings, and see the written testimony that's already been submitted.
Well, thank you very much. Roy Mitchell, research analyst with the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council, State of Alaska Division of Community and Regional Affairs.
Ganeshchish, Poyan, Ha'a.